Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 71 for Wednesday, September 23rd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Wednesday morning following gains in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $4 to $5 higher, with the November contract checking in at $469.30 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both stronger, which helped to underpin the market. The Canadian dollar was slightly lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Farmer selling has been slower than expected, and China is expected to step up its purchases of oilseed soon. However, the prospects for this year's crop continue to trend upward as more and more favorable yield reports come in. Favorable weather forecasts for the next week were bearish for values. There are ideas that canola is expensive relative to other vegetable oils, which could result in the loss of some market share. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 2 cents stronger, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.64 a bushel. Prices corrected higher after hitting a fresh low the previous session, when the front-month contract hit its lowest point in 6.5 years. The strength of the U.S. dollar and weakness in the Brazilian real is becoming a serious problem for U.S. exporters. Most international customers know they can get cheaper supplies from South America. Many eyes will be on Iowa this week to see what kind of purchases China is prepared to make. Corn was bouncing around unchanged, with the December contract sitting at $3.80 per bushel. The market isn't sure which way to go right now, as yield reports are mixed in some of the major regions. There are ideas that U.S. supplies may not be as large as expected. Much of the Corn Belt can expect warm, dry weather this week, with the exception of a few areas that will get scattered showers. Brazil's first corn planting is 13% complete. And U.S. wheat was 7 to 8 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $5.03 per bushel. Wheat futures gained on reports of excessively dry weather in Ukraine and Australia, along with reports of frost damage in Australia. U.S. wheat associates say this year's spring wheat crop is averaging 14.2% protein. That compares to last year's mark of 13.6% protein. That is the Farm Market News Morning Show for Wednesday, September 23rd. I'm Dave Sims.